Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we've got a really interesting set of materials here. Our mission is pretty specific. We're doing a deep dive into one particular service provider in Eastern Tennessee, Perfect Blend Pest Solutions, looking at their strategy, how they operate. So if you're maybe trying to figure out what makes a local business tick, or hey, maybe you're even looking for this kind of service yourself, this stuff gives us a good look. We want to get past just, you know, pest control and really look at how they build trust and show expertise. What signals are they sending?
That's right. And pulling all these sources together, you see a clear theme emerging. It's not just about getting rid of pests. It's strategic.
Yeah.
Perfect Blend seems to mix two key things. Being super local, think Chattanooga, Signal Mountain, Dunlap, but also offering this really customized safety-focused service. It feels quite sophisticated.
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. The name itself, Perfect Blend Pest Solutions. What exactly is this blend they're talking about, according to the sources? How does that actually play out in their service?
Well, it seems to come down to rejecting that one-size-fits-all idea. They're pretty clear about that. The perfect blend seems to mean that every situation is unique. So the chemicals they use, how they apply them, when they treat it all, has to be tailored. It sounds like it's more about diagnosing the specific problem first, not just showing up and spraying.
Right. And that connects to something that really jumped out at me. They tailor solutions not just to the pest, but to the customer's lifestyle. That feels like a big differentiator, especially, you know, for homeowners who are really concerned about safety.
Oh, absolutely. That builds a ton of trust, doesn't it? If you're tailoring to lifestyle, you can't just spray and walk away. The sources suggest they must be asking pretty detailed questions up front, like, do you have gardens near the house,
mm-hmm.
pets in certain areas, kids playing outside, that kind of thing.
Exactly. So the way they approach it means they're thinking about safety around your daily routines, maybe using eco-friendly options near sensitive spots or timing treatments around when kids or pets are usually inside. That really lowers the anxiety factor for people. They're basically selling peace of mind, a pest-free home, without that worry about exposure.
And this kind of tailored approach lets them handle both sides of the coin pretty well. They do residential pest control, where the big focus is keeping the home environment safe and pest-free for the family. But then they also have commercial pest control, understanding that for a business, pests are a huge deal. It's about protecting reputation, keeping customers happy. Zero tolerance.
Yeah, and the sources show they've got a decent range of ways to do this. Not just those custom treatment plans, but also preventative maintenance programs that signals they're looking for long-term relationships, right? Not just one-offs. And crucially, they list eco-friendly pest management solutions. That's a big deal for a lot of consumers these days.
Definitely. It shows they're keeping up with current concerns.
Okay, now, let's shift gears a bit. There's a part here that needs some careful handling for you listening. We found a couple of different bits of information about their experience level. We need to kind of reconcile these numbers.
Right. This is where you have to distinguish between how long the company has been around versus the experience of the people involved. So one source mentions the team having over 15 years of flexible pest solutions. Okay. But then another source bumps that up, saying they base their solutions on over 20 years of experience total.
Okay. 15, 20. But then we see the business itself, Perfect Blend Pest Solutions, was actually set up pretty recently, back in 2020.
Exactly. And that's the key context, that 20 years claim. He's almost certainly talking about the deep industry experience of the leadership. They specifically mentioned the owner, Mr. Raymond Kritzer, and you know the technicians doing the actual work day to day. They're certified, highly qualified.
Ah, I see. So that makes sense. It's a smart way to frame it, really. They get to leverage the trust that comes with decades of know-how, but without maybe being stuck with older ways of doing things from a firm that's been around forever. They get the credibility, maybe without the baggage.
Precisely. The brand might be newer, but it's built on solid experience. And to back that up, the sources give us some hard facts, too. It's a family-run business, and they've got their official license from the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, charter number 56004, valid until mid-2025. That license is crucial for proving they're legit.
Absolutely essential. Okay, moving on then. Let's talk about their actual footprint. You mentioned that hyper-local focus earlier. Where exactly do they operate, and why focus so tightly on that specific area?
Their service zone is really concentrated in eastern Tennessee. We're talking Chattanooga, Signal Mountain, Dunlap, Hickson, Jasper, and the areas right around there. Their physical address is listed as 1446 Main Saint in Dunlap, Tennessee. The strategy seems pretty clear, but that trusted neighbor reputation. Being local means faster response times, probably. And it means they really know the specific pest problems common to that region, which can vary quite a bit, even nearby.
Interesting. So they project this very local, friendly neighbor vibe, but the sources also point to something quite modern about how they run things. What stands out to you there? Where's the contrast?
Yeah, it's their use of digital tools, particularly their online system. For a company emphasizing that local feel, having a robust online platform is, well, pretty forward-thinking. It lets customers manage their accounts anytime, 24/7, from anywhere. That's a big step up from the old model of, just phone calls during business hours.
Totally agree. That really cuts against the stereotype of a small local business maybe being harder to reach or manage. Waiting till Monday morning at 9 a.m. just to ask a question. This 24/7 portal puts the convenience back with the customer. It's a nice mix, isn't it? High-touch local service, but with high-tech access.
And that digital side isn't just for paying bills or scheduling. The sources highlight they also have a pest library and a blog on their site. Basically, educational resources. The idea seems to be helping customers understand what's going on in their own homes, what pests are common, why they're there. It empowers you to make better decisions, maybe about prevention or understanding the treatment options.
You know, that education piece loops right back to the trust and safety theme we talked about earlier. An informed customer is usually a less anxious one. Okay, let's talk about those crucial objective trust signals, the things you can verify.
Well, first off, they have external validation from the Better Business Bureau. They've got an A+ rating. For any local service business where reputation is everything, holding on to that A+ with the BBB is a really strong signal of professionalism and credibility.
That's a big one. And then internally, how do they back that up? Guarantees.
Yeah, they seem pretty confident. They explicitly guarantee results on, and I quote, just about any pest you might find, inside or out. And they state their core philosophy pretty clearly. We're not satisfied until you're happy. That puts the pressure on them to deliver, which is good for the customer.
It's one thing to say it, though. Do we see proof that customers are happy?
We do. The customer feedback detail in the sources is, frankly, outstanding. They hold a perfect 5.0 rating, and that's based on 220 reviews aggregated on BirdEye. Getting a perfect score over that many reviews is, well, it's statistically impressive in any service industry.
Wow, 5.0 over 220 reviews, that's hard to argue with. Consistency like that is telling. And when you actually look at what people are saying in those reviews, what are the recurring themes?
People consistently mention the technicians themselves. Words like friendly, thorough, efficient pop up a lot. Those are exactly the kinds of things you want to hear when you're letting someone into your home or business, right?
Absolutely. You want competence, but also professionalism and just pleasantness.
And the reviews get specific too, which adds weight. There's even a great little quote mentioned. Someone reported seeing a significant decrease in spiders and crawly creatures. Gives you a real picture.
Huh. Love specific details like that. Makes it feel real.
And these reviews are tied to the places they serve, like Signal Mountain and Dunlap, confirming that local satisfaction.
Good stuff. And wrapping up the operational side, anything else from the reviews? Price. Hours.
Yeah, great prices comes up often, leading to that perception of good value for money. So it's not just good service, but perceived fair pricing. There is that tiny discrepancy on opening hours we mentioned. One source says 9 a.m. start, Monday, Friday. Another says 8 a.m. Minor detail.
But they both agree on closing at 5 p.m. and being closed weekends.
Correct. So full coverage during the standard work week. And outside of that, you've got that 24/7 online system we talked about for managing things.
Okay, that slight hour difference, probably not a big deal, common for small businesses maybe, but the core availability is clear.
Exactly. Reliable weekday service plus the digital backup.
So let's pull this all together. What's the big picture here for someone listening, whether they're analyzing the business or just need pest control? This deep dive really maps out a business built on, I'd say, three pillars. Safety-first customization, solid, verifiable credentials, that A-plus rating, the state license, and a really strong local reputation backed up by hundreds of stellar reviews.
Yeah, and if you zoom out slightly, what the sources really show is a successful blend, there's that word again, of different approaches. They've nailed the high-touch part, the custom plans, the local feel, the family business charm. But they've combined it effectively with high-tech tools, that 24/7 online access, the educational blog. That combination likely broadens their appeal quite a bit. Mm-hmm. They can attract people who value traditional trust and people who expect modern convenience.
A really interesting case study in how a regional service provider can carve out a strong position. Thanks for bringing all these sources together for us to explore.
My pleasure. And it leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe mull over. Given Perfect Blend's emphasis on education, that PEST library, helping people understand the why behind PEST, how might that commitment to actually teaching customers contribute to long-term trust and loyalty, perhaps even more effectively than just focusing on, say, being the fastest or the cheapest service around? Something to think about.